It was like the clitoris, the female equivalent of the penis, didn't even exist. The rare times women's sexual issues actually made it into the conversation, the experts, who were all males, seemed to write women off as complex and mysterious. It was like, don't ask too many questions. We're the professionals here. This is too complicated to be understood, and besides, we don't know anything either. Clearly, I was going to have to educate myself for this patient, as well as any others who might come to me looking for advice in the future. Furthermore, I was just curious. Why didn't I know this stuff? Did anyone know this stuff? And could my sex life get better as a result of this knowledge? I also had an inkling there might be a lot more unspoken and unanswered questions women had about sexual health, though I had no idea at the time just how many there would be. I went on a quest to find out everything I could about women's sexuality. I started telling anyone who would listen what I'd learned. Since then, in my private urology practice, popular podcast, and weekly, sometimes daily, Instagram Live Q&A sessions, I've met a lot of other women who, like the crying patient I felt helpless to help, think they're broken because they don't desire or enjoy sex as much as they think they should, who are saying yes when a lot of the time what they really mean is no, and then wondering why they're not having desire or fun, who aren't confident in themselves, can't communicate about their sexual needs, and don't even know how the female sexual body works. So let's kick things off with a bang, pun intended, by clearing up that misconception. You are not broken. Not only that, but it's time to stop shoulding all over your sex life. Thinking you're the problem is a huge burden to put on yourself, and I want to take that weight off of you right now. Lack of desire or not enjoying sex enough isn't your fault, and it's all fixable. I'm going to tell you everything you need to know to have a more satisfying sex life starting today. Seriously. Step one, you already know. Stop it with all the shoulds. Self-abuse with shame and guilt is not sexy. My mission is to help women understand how everything we've learned about sex is wrong. Most of us didn't get a sex education. We got a disease and reproduction prevention plan. While knowing how to protect yourself from diseases and avoid getting pregnant when you don't want to is valuable, it doesn't have anything to do with female desire, arousal, pleasure, and orgasm. I want to show you how our bodies and brains really work, in addition to how society uses our sexuality against us, so you can start having great sex again, or maybe even for the first time in your life. This book is for anyone, partnered or not, cis-hetero or not. But being partnered in a heterosexual relationship actually has its own specific challenges for women, which we will discuss thoroughly here. Just the facts. Since med school failed to teach me, along with all the other doctors out there, about female sexual function, I made an appointment with Dr. Google. She led me directly to the International Society for the Study of Women's Sexual Health, or ISHWSH for short, which was actually started 20 years ago by a urologist, Dr. Erwin Goldstein. Yay, urology! Who knew? Dr. Google, apparently. I started attending meetings, taking advantage of their educational opportunities, and connecting with other people who care about women's sexual health. Doctors, nurse practitioners, sex therapists, psychiatrists, and physical therapists. We'd all found our way there because we wanted to help our patients who seemed to have nowhere else to turn. At the same time, I started reading everything I could get my hands on about the subject. Most of the books I found were either, one, call your vagina a yoni, breathe into your spleen. I didn't make this up. It actually said that in a sex help book I read. Celebrate your princess, goddess, warrior. Lord, many of us don't have a religious practice, time to meditate for a half an hour a day, or want to study tantric breathing. Yes, mindfulness is an amazing way to cultivate pleasure in your life, and we'll cover it here. But if it's just another should on your to-do list, forget about it. Besides, if we all had 8 hours a day to spend on our yoni,